We've all had an ex that wouldn't quite leave us alone. Well, lucky for you, that ex's significant other didn't set your house on fire. Or maybe she did. 23-year-old Sonata Soto has been arrested after allegedly starting the fire at the home of her ex-boyfriend. This news out of Texas. Shortly after the relationship ended, she allegedly lit the couch on fire at the residence. Then texted her ex-boyfriend, "I hope your house is okay." Can you imagine? You're out and about, maybe you're at dinner, running some errands. You get a text from your ex-girlfriend, "I hope your house is okay." I'd stop whatever I was doing, get in my car, head home as fast as I can. Police allege the incident began after a FaceTime gone wrong between the ex-boyfriend and Soto. Soto apparently became a little angry that another woman answered the phone. This other girl is not smart. My goodness, if you just broke up with a girl and she's FaceTiming you, there's probably one person you don't want to answer that FaceTime. Perhaps a new girl you're seeing. I mean, Soto has every right to be mad. Now, is that reasoning to set your house on fire? Maybe not. While the house was on fire, video was recorded and it was shown. The couch on fire that spread, causing the home to go up in flames, as well as causing over $50,000 worth of damage. Word to the wise, if you break up with someone and then they FaceTime you, don't have your new fling answer the FaceTime. Unless you want to have your house on fire quickly. True crime.